This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. British Prime Minister Theresa May is hosting President Trump along with leaders and other representatives from 14 nations for D-Day commemoration ceremonies Wednesday in the southern British city of Portsmouth. On Tuesday, Trump held a joint news conference with May before she stepped down as leader of the Conservative Party on Friday. The AP's Saga Magani reports.
May's resigning this week over her handling of the tortured Brexit deal, and at their final news conference,
I have greatly enjoyed working with you.
The president offering unexpected compliments after questioning May's Brexit negotiations back in March.
I gave the prime minister my ideas on how to negotiate it.
She remembers.
The president suggested that I sued the European Union, which we didn't do. We went into negotiations and we came out with a good deal.
Yeah. That's not such a deal. I would have sued, but that's okay.
The president adds May did well and maybe won't get due credit.
She's probably a better negotiator than I am.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump will spend the next 2 days commemorating the Allied invasion of Normandy, a major event of World War II. In Sudan, pro-democracy activists rejected a plan by military leaders to hold elections within 9 months. Tensions on the streets of the capital, Khartoum, remained high a day after security forces stormed the activists' main protest site outside the defense ministry in central Khartoum, breaking up an 8-week-old sit-in, killing at least 35 people. The military has been in charge since forcing the removal of longtime President Omar al-Bashir from office back in April. A spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN is watching the situation with great and increasing concern. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.